This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
17 of their own 13-yard line, and defeats Derryman in the face, and they saved it. They pulled it out. What a show. All right, here we go with the kickoff. Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline, another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... Sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football. California has won the big game over Stanford.
Incredible. We all know that play because what Joe Starkey, not me, just said there was true. I mean, it was the most... I think of the immaculate reception when I think of the most incredible, ridiculous endings. And I think there may have been still time on the clock there. There wasn't for this one with the band on the field. And with that, we bring in Joe Starkey, longtime Cal play-by-play man, San Francisco 49ers, one-time Penguins play-by-play man before Mike Lang. Joe, we appreciate you joining us. How are you, sir?
Delighted. And by the way, the guy screaming in the background is another former Pittsburgh guy. Jan Hutchins was a TV sportscaster in Pittsburgh in the 70s, and he ended up being my color guy on that game for Cal football broadcast.
Wow. Pittsburgh connections galore. What? I'm sure the people have played that for you and talked about that with you, Joe, I'm sure a million times. As you hear it, what runs through your mind? Did you get it the way you wanted to get it? I thought you captured it in legendary form, but you never know how someone thinks of how they did it themselves. What runs through your mind?
Well, my first reaction was when I heard it later in the evening, is that, oh, my God, did I screw this up? And, you know, listen, I'm a wild lunatic screaming and yelling here, you know, and is that appropriate? And did I get it right was, I guess, my major concern. I think the thing that that I'm most proud of on it is that I didn't stop on the play. The Stanford broadcast and the television broadcast all decided halfway through the laterals that there were penalty flags and this can't possibly count. And my theory has been since the day I got into this business was call the play and apologize after if you have to, but please don't interrupt it. And so basically I had the only complete version because the other guys decided it was too zany to work.
I love it because the emotion in your voice matched the moment. You know, I know there's a fine line sometimes between, you know, am I getting the wording right here? Am I talking? But sometimes I think fans just relate to the emotion. And, yep. and that was the part that stood out to me. You were as amazed and enthused and out of your mind as everybody else was. That, to me,
absolutely.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. And there were so many stories around it, you can't even believe them. People to this day come up and say, this is what I was doing. And one of the things that people, maybe people don't even realize, very few media people saw it. Because the field goal sent all the media guys down to the locker room. They figured it was over. And so many of them who were covering the game didn't see it. So made it kind of weird, too. And then there was a story where there was an intersection somewhere where a guy told me later, he said there were four cars at an intersection, and he said, while you were screaming, nobody moved.
That's great. That is fantastic. That also reminds me of the Immaculate Reception, because there were media members, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, the chief himself, Art Sr., didn't see it because he was on his way down to the locker room.
There you go.
So,
yeah. And, of course, I certainly remember that, too. For a while, I was a Raider broadcaster. I was the third guy in the booth. And so that play is certainly one that nobody will ever forget either.
Well, another thing I'll never forget, Joe, and you may, this was probably more significant to me than it was to you, is on a Monday night in November of 2003, the Steelers were in San Francisco playing, and I knocked on your door. I saw the nameplate, knocked on your door, and I said, Joe Starkey, pleased to meet you. I'm also Joe Starkey. Do you have any recollection of our interview?
Oh, of course. In fact, I always remember. And, of course, I'm sure, like you, I'm over the years have been told that how can you be a sports writer and do what you do? You
know? Right. Right.
You know, stuff like that. It's bizarre back and forth. And I don't know. You may know this, too. Is that you know Ringo's last name is Starkey. He's from Liverpool. My family grandparents are from Liverpool. So it could be we're all related to the Beatles.
I was just going to say that. We could be related for all I know, Sean.
That's right. You never know.
This is incredible. So much to talk about because you've had such an interesting life and career, Joe. And we're talking to Joe Starkey, the longtime Cal play-by-play guy, the longtime Niners play-by-play guy. And also this, Joe, as you told me in that interview, which is now, my God, like 22 years ago, that you had the only live radio broadcast of the Miracle on Ice for ABC Radio. Is that right?
Yes, it was. People might remember, well, maybe they wouldn't. There was no live broadcast of that on television. It was going to be Al Michaels going to do it as a tape delay because it was an afternoon game at Lake Placid. And so there was no live broadcast. But I had the break that I was covering it for my local station, really, just ABC in San Francisco, which is KDO Radio. But because it's ABC, we had the right to do what we wanted with it. And so what I would do is give reports. But when the lead goal was made by Mike Ruzioni at 10 minutes to play in the third quarter, I called KGO in San Francisco and said, look, I'm willing to risk my job on this, but I want you to contact every ABC station on the West Coast and tell them to interrupt programming and let me call the rest of this game. Now, I had this incredible edge, is that I had just finished my career working in the NHL. So I knew all the players. I knew hockey. Craig Patrick, the assistant coach, and I used to drive together to Seals games to go to the game when he played for them.
Yeah.
So I really had an inside there, and I knew the team. So they let me carry it. So we went live on the West Coast and actually carried the last 10 minutes of the game. And Ruzioni, ironically, and I ended up later on working some television network games for USA TV when they had some hockey rights.
Wow. And you were also, and the older listeners in the crowd here may remember this and know this, the voice of the Penguins right before Mike Lang, 1973-74, your signature goal call was what a bonanza. Did you think that would be your life's work, is the Penguins?
Well, you know, it was a very weird situation for me in the fact that I had gotten out of banking and managed to get the Seals job. And after just 1 year of leaving the bank as a vice president, the Seals lost the radio broadcast. And I got an incredible break in like one of the last week of the season, which would have been the 72-73 season, Tad Potter, Penguin owner, happened to sit down next to me, and I realized later it wasn't just by happenstance. He was looking for an announcer for the next year. Now, I don't remember who was before me, but I certainly know the guy who took over for me and stayed there forever. In fact, he's from out here. He's a Sacramento State guy.
Right.
And so he asked me, would you be interested in coming to Pittsburgh when the game ended? He was listening in. And I said, well, I live on the West Coast. My wife and kids are out there. Thank you so much. But no, I guess not. So I went home, and the next thing I knew, the Seals lose their broadcast outlet. So they got nowhere. They are not on that entire season the following year, 73-74. So I called Potter back and said, if that job's still open, I'd be happy to take it. But it involved a lot of things to do that. The wife and kids went back to Chicago and lived with her mother and father while I lived in a crummy little room in Pittsburgh for the entire season. And at the end of the year, the Seals got new ownership. They asked me if I wanted to come back, and since I still had a house out there and all that sort of thing, well, yes, I did. I enjoyed Pittsburgh, and I had a lot of fun in that year. But the one year was it, and then, of course, my successor went on pretty much forever until passing away, of course, last year.
Wow, that is quite a thing. Who knows how history may have turned out. We're talking to Joe Starkey here. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Sean, would you like to pipe in with a question?
I would. Thank you,
now,
Joe.
Now, Sean, I should tell you, Joe, is a 49ers fan, a diehard 49ers fan. So I have a feeling where this might be going. Sean?
No, I'm going to throw a curveball here. So, Joe, I actually do a lot of play-by-play broadcasting as well, and I often get asked, what sport is your favorite to broadcast? What's the most difficult? So I pose those questions to you, if you even want to differentiate between NFL and college football. What is your favorite to broadcast, and what is the most difficult?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sport that you've broadcast in your career?
I think hockey is the toughest to me because you are so far away from the action. You know, we're almost always sitting up at the top of the stadium, and I think it's harder to kind of keep an eye on everything the way you can. But the others have a different toughness in the fact if you're going to do football well, you better have a good memory. You have to be able to know all the players. And when I was doing Cal on Saturday and the 49ers on Sunday, I just felt like 7 days a week I was memorizing things. And occasionally I'd watch a number on a Sunday and name the guy who had that number on Saturday, you know, that kind of thing. So it was a full-time deal, no doubt about it. I do think the atmosphere in a college game beats the pro game because it isn't so much. I don't think the fans are quite as in-depth dedicated that you must win. You know, if you're calling an NFL game, doggone it, I'm spending a lot of money for this ticket and my guys better be successful. In college, the cheerleaders, the band, all the things that go with it, I think make college football a little different.
Joe, what do you remember about Aaron Rodgers' career at Cal?
The best story I can give you about that is that when they were getting ready for the draft, when he was coming out, I went to 49er management, and I said, you are going to draft him, aren't you? We have a high draft pick. You have to draft Aaron Rodgers. And they said, no, we're not going to draft Aaron Rodgers. I said, fire me, but draft Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you, he will be a great quarterback. I've seen every game he's ever played. His ability to spot things, to react to situations is sensational. Please draft him. Well, they didn't. They took the guy from Brigham Young, who turned out to be a very good quarterback for many years. But Aaron Rodgers was a special talent, and I couldn't convince him to draft him, and they had the right to do so.
Now, you sound, your voice sounds great. You sound great. Are you still calling games at all, or are you fully retired at this point?
Yeah, the only thing I do now is some commercials. If you ever have any problem with termites, call me.
One of my favorite teams of all time, and one that I still root for, you also called games for, the Golden State Warriors. Did you call any of? Did you call that championship back in the 70s? Or what stands out about your time calling those games?
Well, actually, I was a fill-in. What I was doing was I was a relief guy for Bill King, who was famous as a Raider broadcaster, but also did the Warriors. And so when he would have conflicts, I was the backup guy. So I enjoyed that team a lot, and I enjoyed the people around it, and had a good time. And in fact, the owner was a real character. I can remember one night, because he also partly owned the 49ers. We were on a road trip to play the Steelers, and we ended up in a bar in Pittsburgh, and he and I ended up going most of the night at the piano bar singing songs.
I wonder what bar that was. Maybe Ron Cook was there that night. Who knows?
Yeah, I have to try to remember that. I was always sober, so that wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
Tell me all the things you're doing these days.
Well, we're doing this show with Bob Pompiani, who is an absolute legend when he's here, which is rare. So it's a very unusual radio show. It's called Pomp and Joe. And when I'm not on vacation, he's not here. So we hardly ever see each other, Sean. Isn't that right?
Okay.
It's kind of hit and miss with Pomp, but he's earned that.
Yes, he's earned that. And then I'm still writing columns for the Post-Gazette, so doing a lot of the same things I was doing then, but full-time radio now, which I absolutely love every single day, at least when I'm here. So things
well,
going well.
One of the things that amazes me about our connection is that because I'm older than you are, there are often the cases that people have told me that they've gone up to you and said, how can you look that good after broadcasting 50 years ago?
Right. Yeah, I used to go in Boston, I remember, and other places, people would start asking me about Cal and the Niners and what I remember about that play. So it's the same thing from here when you have two Joe Starkeys. What's your middle name?
Kirk.
Kirk?
All right. Captain.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm Joseph Raymond Starkey, so we do differ there. How about this, Joe? The second most memorable moment or call of your career, if I'm imagining the play, is the first one. What was the second one?
Oh, I'd say almost certainly I'd have to say absolutely the hockey game at Lake Placid. I mean, nobody saw that coming. The U.S. had no business trying to beat the USSR. There was such a difference in talent level, everybody thought. Most of the guys on the USA team hadn't even made it to the NHL. They had been cut. Ruzioni got the winning goal. He was in camp at the Colorado Rockies and was cut when they were in the NHL. And so there was no logical reason that that team should have been able to win that game. And so that is sort of the other big one. I have had some incredible opportunities. Here's a fluke for you, is that when I was doing the Seals back in the 70s, we had a road trip to Toronto, and we got in a day early, and the Maple Leafs were playing the Boston Bruins. And so I decided to go in early because I thought that would be good for me. So to kind of do some homework, all right?
Yeah.
So what happens on that particular night, believe it or not, a Toronto Maple Leaf had 6 goals and 4 assists, and I called the game because Bob Wilson had no voice and asked, would you do the game for me tonight? So I'm the broadcaster for the Boston Bruins, Bob Wilson, in 1976, when Daryl Sittler got 6 goals and 4 assists, the all-time record in NHL hockey.
And I watched that game from Buffalo. I was just a little Joe Starkey. You were already a grown-up Joe Starkey by then.
But there
I was,
you go.
I was watching that game. We used to watch Hockey Night in Canada all the time, and the Leafs were on, you know, all, those teams, Boreas Salming and Lanny McDonald and Tiger Williams and Daryl Sittler, was tremendous.
Yep. Yeah, and another lucky one. 49ers play the Bears in a game at I was just growing up at this point, 1965. I'm sitting with a guy who was a Hall of Fame football player for Northwestern University, played for the Chicago Bears, and said, "Sayers can't possibly have a good day today because the weather sucks." On that day, he scored 6 touchdowns.
Wow. Wow.
So sometimes you're in the right place at the right time.
And was it a childhood dream for you to call games, Joe? Because as I look at your resume here, I mean, it's phenomenal. Penguins, Minnesota Vikings, Broncos, first announcer for the San Jose Sharks, everything you did with Cal, the Colorado Rockies. I mean, it's phenomenal. Is that something that you dreamed of?
Well, you know, as a kid, I dreamed of it because Chicago was one of the first places to televise their games. So the Cubs and Sox were on regularly. And then when I was like 8 or 9 years old, a buddy and I would go into either other's basement and we'd kind of call games off the television. But I never really thought about it. And it really wasn't until much later when I'd gotten a master's degree and actually gone into the business world that I thought, you know, maybe I ought to take a look at this. And so I contacted some people might remember his name. Jack Brickhouse was the Cub announcer for many years. And I went to visit him and said, "I'd like to get into broadcasting." And ironically, he had me come up in the booth, kind of gave me some leadership and things like that. But I never thought it would really happen. It was just sort of a fun thing until I got into my late 20s. Then I got serious about it. I had taken a job in L.A. in banking. I was a VP as a corporate recruiter for Union Bank in California. But I started going to games and taping games. And so I thought, you know what, maybe I could take a run at this. And I incredibly ended up getting hired by Charlie Finley to do the Seals, even though he didn't want to do it. The station overruled him because he had thrown me out of his office when I did my first visit with him. It is a bizarre story. I go in there. I'm a banker from the West Coast. I'm in my hometown, Chicago. And Finley, I tell him I want to here's my tape. He listens to my tape. He says, "You got the job." Well, because I had a master's degree in the part of the business world which hires and fires people, Finley's reputation was already awful about doing that. So I said, "Mr. Finley, you know, I could also help you besides doing the broadcast. I know you have a terrible turnover problem. Maybe I could help you work at it, straighten that out." Well, he took that as an insult and fired me before I got out of the room.
I love it.
So I had to go to the radio station itself, give them the tape. They hired me, and I said, "Now you need to know what happened." And so now the World Series, the A's are in the 72 World Series. We go up to Finley's booth, not I, but my tape and the station manager, and he plays the tape for Finley. And he said something about that voice. He said the guy sounds like he could do it, but he said, "I don't know if I should hire it." And the next thing he said, "Is that son of a blank guy? You're not going to tell me to hire that banker, are you?" And he said, "Yes." So that got me started.
And yes, the voice is legendary, Joe. I appreciate you taking the time today.
And wouldn't miss it. This is great to be able to talk to you.
I love it. And if I'm out on the West Coast, and I very well might be because I have a golf invite to, I forget what the course is out in San Francisco, but the guy told me it's right on the water, a beautiful course.
Olympic Club.
Yes. Yes.
You'll love the Olympic Club. There have been several U.S. Opens there. It is a great great course. I'm not a member, but I got enough friends that I get to play it fairly often. If you're a golfer, that's place, one of those places you have to go.
Beautiful. I'll look you up when I come out there. It's a pleasure to talk to you again, sir.
Yeah, real thrill. Nice to see you. It was a long time between visits.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care.
Joe Starkey on the other end of the line. What a career. What a career that guy had, Sean. You're an aspiring and active play-by-play announcer. You don't find many who's done as much as he has, right?
I always think it's incredible when guys at the highest level can juggle between multiple different sports. It's just so difficult. I know I'm able to do it at the high school or college level, but when you are at the highest level of the industry and you could go from basketball, like he said, he filled in with the Warriors, to college football, to the NFL, to the NHL, it's just unbelievable to be so versatile where you don't get exposed for not knowing the game in any of those sports, because you basically have to be an expert in all of them. And so it's really incredible. I always love hearing the old-time announcers how they got their starts as well, because it's so much different today.
Me too.
I feel like the path today.
I mean,
is
how
a
everybody
bit more
got
cut and
their
dry,
start,
but back yeah. then it was. It seemed like so many times it was just per chance that it worked out for these guys, and they got the opportunity and ran with it and never looked back.
You never know when your break's going to come. Mine came from Mike White of the Post-Gazette. I was just a little, I was a savvy young news hound then at Duquesne Graduate School. And one of my buddies over there, Frank Bodanio, I think still covers Penn State for the York Daily Dispatch, is it called, in York, Pennsylvania, said, yeah, they need guys to take high school scores. We do that. We go over on Friday nights. I said, all right, I'll do that. I'll never forget. I was in my little, horrible, shady side apartment on Holden Street, calling Mike White on a rotary telephone back then, saying, hey, I heard you guys need people to take high school scores. Can I come in? He said yes. If he doesn't say yes, who knows? I was supposed to be a teacher and a basketball coach.
Could have been a singer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.